Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, a great day to take a look at some of the greatest questions facing our country in general and every American as an individual. One of the great questions is, what is the path to happiness? Well, it turns out that there are a couple of new books that make the case that marriage predicts happiness better than your level of education, the kind of work that you do, or how much money you make or have been able to save. Your status as a married person, especially a married person with children, is a much more reliable path to satisfaction and happiness. There's a terrific review that has been written about these new books. It appeared in National Review. We'll be speaking to the author of that review, Madeline Kearns, coming up. But first off, I mean, one of the paths to happiness that President Trump has chosen has been making himself a passionate spokesman for the January 6th hostages. That's what he tends to call them. The people who were arrested and tried and either pleaded guilty or were convicted of some of the crimes of January 6th. Most of the people who are in jail, particularly the ones who are in jail in D.C., are actually guilty or were found guilty or pleaded guilty of assaulting police officers. But nonetheless, it's an amazing thing. President Trump has made the January 6th defendants central to his campaign. It is most likely, he said, that he would pardon, quote, a large portion of them as one of his first acts in office. Trump wrote last month that he would be freeing the January 6th hostages, as he puts it, who are being wrongly imprisoned. He also calls them political prisoners. Now, it can be difficult for journalists and the public to isolate which of the January 6th defendants Trump has in mind to get presidential pardons. However, he has taken a particular interest, according to reports, that he's interested in the defendants who are held in Washington, D.C. On March 22nd, Trump posted on Truth Social a flyer advertising a nightly vigil for the inmates held by the D.C. Department of Corrections. Quote, stand in solidarity with our January 6th political prisoners in the D.C. jail as we honor their bravery. That's what the flyer says. At 9 p.m., everyone stops what they are doing. This is according to the wishes of President Trump. At 9 p.m., everyone stops what they are doing to stand in solidarity as we all sing the national anthem together. Trump captioned the flyer with his own announcement of the vigil. Now, of the population of the January 6th inmates in D.C. jail, and there are lots more inmates in other institutions other than the D.C. jail, but 27 of the people who are in the D.C. jail have been charged with assaulting law enforcement officers. 19 have been convicted at trial or pleaded guilty, and 8 more have been charged. 2 have also been charged, but not with assaulting officers. Instead, they are charged with committing other serious crimes. I I find this that this could end up being a major issue, and the idea that it's going to be a winning issue for Donald Trump, that most people will agree with him, that the, especially when you actually look at the pictures and the bios and the stories of the people who were arrested, some of whom had fled the country because they knew they were going to get arrested, and then they were brought back, or they came back, or they were found after they were trying to evade capture and their hostage status. But it seems to me that this is truly problematic. And even though there are polls that show that a significant percentage of the Republicans who were self-identified believe that the January 6th riots were actually the work of the FBI or Antifa or somebody other than the people who are found guilty, that's just a segment of the Republican Party, and people are going to vote for Trump anyway. I think generally, if people are trying to figure out who's the candidate for me, it's hard to imagine that somebody who wasn't already committed to Donald Trump was going to say that I want to see these people pardoned after they attacked police officers and tried to sack the Capitol building. But there's another possibility that might attract somebody's vote who basically said something remarkable that I think deserves direct attention. This is clip number one, Jeremy. Aaron Burnett was on the air on CNN with RFK Jr., Robert Francis Kennedy Jr., candidate for president. And she asked him, when people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that is equal to Joe Biden? Listen to this amazing answer by RFK.
That when people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that that is it equal to Biden?
Listen, I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history, that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court that shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics.
Okay, do you censor his political critics, and which are the cases that he's talking about here? What's fascinating about this is everybody's trying to figure out that with RFK polling at above 10%, where are those votes going to come from? And with this kind of declaration that he believes that Biden is a bigger threat to democracy than President Trump, I think what that kind of indicates is that he might take some votes from President Trump, because obviously the both President Trump and RFK would take the position that President Biden is the worst threat to democracy on the ballot. So, meanwhile, what does his running mate say, I wonder? We will be talking about not political teams, but about life teams, marriage. Getting married and having kids, still the surest path to happiness? Research seems to say yes. We'll be talking to Madeline Kearns of National Review coming up. We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show. It is a pleasure to welcome to the show Madeline Kearns, who is a staff writer at National Review. She is also a visiting fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, and she is the author of an extremely impactful and thought-provoking piece, which is actually a review of two new books. We had on Brad Wilcox, the author of Get Married. which is about all of the benefits for society and for individuals of the institution of marriage. Her review includes that book and another book, which I haven't read yet, by Tim Carney, which is called Family Unfriendly. They both have the same punchline, which is the headline of her review, which is getting married and having kids is still the surest path to happiness. Okay, when taking a look at that title, my producer, Jeremy Steiner, who himself, just to make it clear, is happily married and two beautiful daughters and a wonderful wife and all of those good blessings. But he says, if getting married and having kids is still the surest path to happiness, why do Americans seem, according to most surveys, so dramatically unhappy and grumpy today?
Yeah, so thanks so much for having me. So really there's been some good news and some bad news. The good news is that divorce is declining in the United States, and the bad news is that the explanation for that is that marriage is declining, and with it the fertility rate. We know now that we don't have replacement level fertility. That's the amount of children you need to be born to keep the population at a healthy rate. We don't have that. And you're right, there's a decline in happiness. We've got mental health problems, more and more people feeling isolated and alienated. And actually, it turns out that a great way to safeguard yourself from these types of vulnerabilities is a happy marriage. Happily married people report way better levels of satisfaction, of feeling content, of feeling secure than their unmarried or never married peers. And so the message, you know, I think the message that our conventional wisdom has had for a long time has been that marriage is a ball and chain, and that it's better to go solo. We've had that message from the left, you know, with women especially saying that it just holds you back, careers where it's at. And on the right now, we're seeing some figures say that for men, they shouldn't bother getting married because that's going to get in the way of their freedom. And what the authors of these two books are saying is that's wrong. It's completely wrong. And the people who are ignoring that advice, they're the ones that are happy.
Well, again, and you can talk about, as you say at the very opening of your piece in National Review, by the way, which is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com, you make clear that right now, you could say happiness has been going down in the United States. That UN Gallup survey happiness index, we are now 23rd in the world of happiness, right next to the United Arab Emirates. And among young people, people of prime marriage age, people below the age of 35, we are 62nd. And what's extraordinary is that, and we talked about this on the air, the state of Israel, with all of its challenges and all of the problems and all of the political tensions, is fifth overall in terms of the happiness index, and among young people, Israel is second to Lithuania, yeah. By the way. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, Israel has a great family culture, and that's something that Tim Carney talks about a lot in his book. And, you know, there's really two different views of marriage. You can see marriage as a status symbol, which is basically what it's become in the United States for a lot of people, something that you do at the end of, you know, getting your career sorted and getting some other things sorted and getting an established sense of self, whatever that means. You know, it's a status symbol, and of course, status symbols tend to be luxury items that the middle class and the upper classes get and not so much the lower classes, and that's what we're seeing play out. Or you can take the view that marriage is a cornerstone on which to build a fulfilling life, and it's a life that involves sacrifice and service and commitment to something bigger than yourself. You know, the authors use this phrase, we before me, in your attitude to your family. And that's what makes people happy. And certainly having children, it's a big demand. It's difficult, but that seems to be what's making people happy. And certainly we see that in the example of Israel.
One of the things that raised my attention reading your review of these two books was that it used to be that there was a very dramatic difference in terms of exit polling in presidential elections in this country, and actually elections at every level. People who were married, and people particularly who were married or had children, were almost in every election, without exception, more likely to vote Republican, more likely to vote conservative. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that the natural effect of having others dependent on you, or, you know, having your life not be all about you, is that you naturally see the importance of community. You naturally see the importance of institutions. You naturally see the importance of religion. Obviously, religion plays such an important role in family life and having a healthy marriage. And really, the dominant philosophy now is what the theologian Carl Truman calls expressive individualism. And that's the idea that human beings are defined by their individual psychological core, and that the purpose of life is allowing that core to find social expression in relationships. So it basically means that anything that challenges the self-desires is deemed oppressive. This is the progressive conventional wisdom, this idea that, you know, my life's about me and my identity and my expression and my desires. And that is really the complete opposite of a conservative worldview, or, you know, certainly a Christian worldview, where the most important thing is God, and then it's your family, and it's your spouse, and it's your children. And actually, it's counterintuitive that attitude, not being self-obsessed, not putting yourself first and making it all about you and trying to make decisions just based on you, that attitude of selflessness is what makes people happier. In fact, there's an interesting study one of the authors mentioned. He gives the example of married couples who share all their finances. So they have just a big pot, and it's the family pot. And then they're less likely to get divorced than the people who have separate bank accounts.
Well, that's, all of this is tremendously important and actually very reassuring for people who do feel a commitment to the institution of marriage. By the way, there's something to add on that, but Madeline Kearns, appreciate your joining us. Her piece from National Review posted on our website. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Several House Republicans are advocating for renaming the largest airport in the Washington, D.C. area in honor of former President Trump. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania has put forward a bill proposing the renaming of Washington Dulles International Airport to Donald J. Trump International Airport. In February, the number of job openings saw a slight increase, signaling ongoing strength in the job market. That's according to experts. The Labor Department reported that there were 8.8 million job openings on the final business day of the month. LSU women's basketball is under fire after the team didn't come out for the national anthem before its regional final game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa players held hands during the Star Spangled Banner. LSU had left the court right before the anthem was played. LSU head coach Kim Mulkey said it wasn't intentional, just their routine. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved show, I mentioned one other thing that pertained to this question about marriage, and my question asked of Madeline Carnes, who was our guest from National Review, about the relationship between marital status. And this used to be a more intense difference than it is now, but it's still the difference that people who are married with children are more likely to vote Republican and conservative. And you can look at the elections, all of the recent elections, both before the Trump era and during the Trump era, and that tends to be the case. And one of the reasons, it always seems to me, is that reliance on the government is very different from relying on a family. And for people who are, for instance, single mothers, or widows, or widowers, if you're on your own, that's government is incredibly important. And there is a temptation, I think, and it's not a temptation, it's actually part of what makes marriage so wonderful, is that you're not necessarily counting on a bureaucrat or a new federal program or a decision made in faraway Washington or the way that the IRS is going to handle your tax obligations. All of that is less important when you have somebody else to rely on who one hopes is more reliable than Uncle Sam. And it's not Uncle Sam or Aunt Sadie. It's a husband or wife. And that is a very real and significant difference. Now, this is fascinating, and it's just breaking news as far as I understand it. Former Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, who has been talked about as a potential running mate for Donald Trump, was also talked about as a potential running mate for Robert F. Kennedy. Now, she, of course, is much better known because she ran for president before on her own as for the Democratic nomination back in 2020. She was a former member of Congress and Democrat from Hawaii. She has left the Democratic Party. She is now officially an independent. But she reportedly turned down the offer of running as the independent presidential candidate, Robert F. Kennedy's running mate, telling ABC News in a statement that she respectfully declined. Both former President Trump and Kennedy's campaigns have reportedly eyed Gabbard, who left the Democratic Party in 2022, as a possible 2024 vice presidential pick. Quote, "I met with Kennedy several times," she said, "and we have become good friends." That's what Gabbard said in a statement to ABC News. He asked if I would be his running mate. After careful consideration, I respectfully declined. A spokesperson for Kennedy's campaign did not immediately respond to Axios's request for comment. Okay. Then there is also this. This is a good email that came in. And it came in response to a column that I did for Substack. And by the way, would love you to enjoy and sometimes feel enraged and sometimes respond to my Substack columns, which appear a couple of times a week. You just go to Michael Medved at substack.com. And I did a column about a new Pew study, which was one of those very thick things that ended up with about 20, 30 pages of public survey response information. And this was a survey that showed that, most people in the country, our country, believe that Israel's reasons for going to war against Hamas were valid. 58% thought there were valid reasons for Israel to go to war. But I mentioned in my column, that's crazy. It's only 58%? I mean, you've been attacked. There are people who have busted across the border. Actually knocked down all security institutions and thousands of, quote, warriors who are terrorists who came in and killed 1,200 people and kidnapped another 250 people. And that's not a valid reason for war. How was Pearl Harbor a valid reason for war? Because that was an attack that was only against the military. This was an attack that was only against civilians, basically. Okay. And the amazing thing is that there are 41%. Yes, it's a minority, but it's a big minority who felt that Israel did not have valid reasons to go to war. So Mike writes in, and he says, "Well said, Michael. Thank you. So how does it come about that some 41% felt unwilling or unable to acknowledge the validity of Israel's existential struggle? Is it barely concealed Jew hatred, euphemistically called anti-Semitism, a generation lost in cultural relativity to believe there is no such thing as objective truth, or the intended result of an administration and media that hate Israel?" I think it's a little bit of all of those things, except I don't really believe that this administration, the Biden administration, hates Israel. I don't think that's fair, especially considering the commitment that we've talked about already on this show about getting F-15s to Israel, which are very, very much needed. That's not a factor. Is it traditional anti-Semitism, which has turned out, according to all the surveys, to be deep and almost ineradicable? Yes, that's part of it. And it's also very much profoundly a part of a generation lost in cultural relativity, as Mike expresses it, to believe there is no such thing as objective truth. It's to believe there's no such thing as right and wrong. The idea that any struggle, whether it's against Nazis or against communists or against terrorists or against profoundly evil people like the bloodthirsty barbarians of Hamas or Islamic Nazism in general, again, how dare you say they're right or they are wrong? Because there is no right and wrong. Yes, there's that, but there's something else. And I think the giveaway is that the people who think that Israel did not have valid reasons to go to war are disproportionately young people. And this has been true of all of those demonstrations that have been from the river to the sea, all of Palestine will be free, and pounding the drums, all that. It has to do with what we have taught young people, which is to root for the underdog. And Israel is a successful, economically dynamic, well-educated, functional civilization. It's been a very fortunate country. The people who identify as Palestinians have never been able to put anything particularly workable together. Never. And so when you talk about the underdog, the support for the underdog helps to invalidate the idea that Israel was right to go to war. Meanwhile, the political wars all across the country will be right back on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a reminder that, and it's a timely reminder because we have a for the super spring that we hope we're all enjoying, a special super spring sale. And that's to become a Medhead, a basic Medhead plan. The cost is almost unbelievably low because everything's 50% off right now. And you can become a Medhead member for the first year at a cost of $2.50 a month. That's pretty cool. When you think about that and you work that out, that gives you annual membership, commercial-free, and the Michael Medved Radio Show podcast. You can listen on demand 24/7. And plus other material that we will post for Medheads. And then, even better, you can get a Medhead Plus membership also for 50% off. And that comes to about $4 a month. But that includes access to download any of the Medved history programs. And that's a choice of, and you can eventually get to all of them, not all at once, but eventually, to a series of 100 different history shows that come to several hundred hours of inspiration and education and entertainment. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Use the promo code MEDHEAD to get 50% off for the first year basic or the first year Medhead Plus membership, both 50% off, go to michaelmedved.com now. Meanwhile, there is a report, and alarm bells were ringing on the right, says the New York Times. Why? Well, alarm bells are always ringing on the right. That's appropriate. But this one, after former president urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to, quote, finish up your war. during an Israel with Israel Hayom, a conservative Israeli media outlet owned by GOP megadonor Miriam Adelson. It was founded, of course, by her late husband Sheldon Adelson. One of the interviewers likened Trump's stance to that of President Biden, saying that both presidential candidates are turning their rhetorical backs on Israel. In contrast to congressional Republicans, Trump has not been unequivocally supportive of Israel since the war with Hamas began on October 7th, the New York Times reported. Also, the report here about what is going on across the country in terms of the Trump campaign. He's back at the campaign rounds today. He's in Wisconsin, a state that he lost by just 20,000 votes last time. And he won by 10,000 votes the time before in 2016. In any event, there was a little bit of a display of one of the reasons President Trump has so many problems with media, especially including CNN, who he thinks is the definition of fake news. There was a report on CNN, and listen to the way it was treated by the panel about Truth Social, Trump's media platform, losing lots and lots of money and going down in its stock value, etc., etc. Here is the way that sounded on clip 5.
Truth Social stock tanked so fast, they're changing the name. Name to Twitter. As a result of the stock tanking, Trump
shares of Trump Media and Technology Group, the parent company of Truth Social, plunged yesterday after a new SEC filing revealed the company lost more than $58 million in 2023. That compared to a $50.5 million profit in 2022. Donald Trump, who owns a majority of the newly public company, saw his own net worth tumble by more than $1 billion on paper. I don't think, how many tours would you have to sell? A lot of them. To $1 billion.
Larger than the Jewish market alone. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, that was Jonah Goldberg's comments there. Stephen Colbert also talked about Truth Social. And here's what he had to say.
Messages that he posted were up on Truth Social, and there's some financial news about its lack of finances. According to new SEC filings from Truth Social, in 2023, on revenues of just $4 million, Truth Social lost $58 million. But how could that be? They have such a solid business model. Old rapist yells at Easter.
And talking about President Trump's Easter tweet storm or a Truth Social storm, Jimmy Kimmel spoke about that. Clip 6.
Trump, by the way, had a very active holiday. He posted 77 times on Truth Social yesterday. Like, if that was your dad, you'd have him put away, right? One of the posts was this message of peace. He wrote, "Happy Easter to all, including crooked and corrupt prosecutors and judges that are doing everything possible to interfere with the presidential election of 2024 and put me in prison, including those many people that I completely and totally despise. Blah, blah, blah. Happy Easter, everyone." And on Holy Saturday, America's number one Bible salesman somehow found time to post this, the crucifixion of Donald Trump. That's right. You know, Jesus was treated unfairly, too. Some say the second most unfairly in history.
Meanwhile, there is another source of entertainment, intriguing, dark, mysterious, a movie with one star who totally dominates the screen, Tessa Thompson. The movie, The Listener. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVeg's Entertainment Minute.
Tessa Thompson is terrific in a very unusual film in which she's the only character you actually see on screen. She plays a volunteer for an emergency help hotline where a variety of unseen voices tell her all about their troubles in The Listener.
It isn't about me. I'm just hearing their stories. They're the ones living them. I'm just here to listen.
This is directed by the well-known character actor Steve Buscemi. There are lots of fidgety details to try to make this film visually cinematic as the main character paces around, brushes her teeth, and goes to a window to look over an unidentified city in the distance. The desperate people whose voices and stories are compelling and intriguing, without ever getting a glimpse of them, their complaints and pains seem more distant than intimate. Not rated, but should be R because of language and multiple discussions about suicide. 2.5 stars for the original and intriguing The Listener. And next time on the Michael Medved Show, a shocking piece from The Sun in Great Britain. They say that their reporting shows that Iran may launch an October 7th style revenge massacre in Israel after the strike on the alleged consulate, which was actually a military facility, in Damascus. Wow. It said there's also a possibility that Iran will hit targets in the United Kingdom. In Britain, there's a particular distaste on the part of Iranian radicals for Britain, by the way. Also, a big piece that appeared tomorrow with the author. The piece by Tara D. Sonnenschein asks, why are Americans so unhappy? That would solve a lot of questions politically and sociologically, wouldn't it? And then also, the healthiest cities in the U.S., despite being mired in a homelessness and drug overdose crisis, the weighted list is based on health factors most easily available to citizens. We'll get to that. And House Republicans, there's 7 of them, who have introduced legislation that could get through the House to rename Dulles Airport Donald Trump Airport. Well, though then maybe that's a different election he can win in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.